the truth be spoken, and only the truth be heard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first day that I was homeless, I woke up hungry and cold and angry and afraid. The last day that I was homeless, I woke up hungry and cold, but I was used to that. What changed my life, what I couldn't stand anymore, was waking up angry and afraid. So I decided to go home. And on the way, I tried to let go of all that fear and anger. I was angry at my parents for all of the wrong reasons, for their rightful indignation, for hurting them deeply. And I was angry at myself for all of the right reasons, for betraying their trust, for hurting them deeply. But mostly, I was simply afraid. Afraid that they would say no, that the door would slam in my face, and that I would be shut out of the house and out of their lives forever. So when I arrived at the door, I swallowed my fear and my anger and knocked. My father answered, "May I come in?" I whispered. The door opened wide. So if you've ever wondered why, when you come to this place, it is so important for me to open the door for you, now you know. I vowed deep in my heart that day that I would never make choices out of anger or fear ever again. And that day, my life changed forever. What we celebrate tonight is all of our lives being changed forever. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, you, me, everyone. And what makes our lives change forever is when we take our first steps out of fear or anger, and journey to the place where we long to be let in, to home, to heart, and to the endless embrace of God. That's what Christmas is. Taking that step, making the journey away from fear or anger or uncertainty or indifference and going somewhere, going toward hope and peace and joy and love. And on that journey, longing fiercely just to encounter God and finding God in the least likely places. That's why you're here, isn't it? To find God. You took that step through that door this night. angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And knowing how difficult that first step is, knowing that change, even the most profound and welcome changes in our lives, always begin with fear, Gabriel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." And then he goes on to tell her that she will bear the Son of God. Imagine that. But nothing happened, or could happen, until Mary let go of her fear. When God came knocking and said, "May I come in?" Mary said, "Yes." I have struggled with choices like that in my life. Haven't you? Struggling with saying yes to what I know is the right thing to do, even though I'd rather just do what I want to do, frankly. How often do we shut God out when all he is asking is to come in? Shut God out because we are so desperate to be in control and live according to our own wills. But Mary didn't do that. She said, "Let it be with me according to your will, God." She let go. The door opened, and God stepped in and became one of us. What a miracle. But it doesn't always feel miraculous, does it? Sometimes it feels as though we don't have any control. Sometimes it feels as though choices are made for us and that we're powerless to stop them. Joseph must have felt that way. At the same time that Mary was letting go of her fear, Joseph was holding on to his, and a fistful of anger to boot. An angel came to him, too, in a dream, and said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And when he awoke from that dream, he did as the angel commanded him. He let go of his fear. He let go of his anger. And when God came knocking and said, "May I come in?" Joseph said, "Yes." It's really about forgiveness. I find forgiveness really difficult sometimes. Do you? I think there's a part of me that wants to hold on to my anger and resentment, even though I know that it will eventually consume me. How often do we shut God out when all that God wants to do is come in? Shut God out by refusing to forgive, or even more tragically, refusing to be forgiven. But Joseph didn't do that. He put his fear and his anger aside and did as he was asked. He let go, the door opened, and God stepped in and became one of us. sometimes that story can seem so distant from our everyday experience, so distant that we feel disconnected or indifferent to God's presence in our lives. I imagine that the shepherds watching their flocks must have felt that way, because what could all of this possibly mean to them? And so, in our gospel story, just as Jesus was laid in a manger, an angel came to see them too and said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And after the angels and the heavenly host had left, those shepherds went to Bethlehem. They responded to the angel's invitation. They let go of their fear and indifference. And when God came knocking and said, "May I come in?" they said, "Yes." Sometimes I find myself asking, so what does it all really mean? Do you ever feel that way? I think there's a part of me that is so encrusted with the veneer of what this season has become that I find it difficult to break through and really just experience the joy of this time. How often do we shut God out just by being indifferent, just by going through the motions, or becoming so jaded that we no longer see how miraculous this story is and how much power it has to change our lives forever if we just let it? The shepherds didn't do that. They put their fear and indifference behind them and made their journey to Bethlehem with joy. They let go and opened the door of a manger to see how God had stepped in and become one of us. So here we are, hearing a story, celebrating a mystery that has the power to change our lives, if we let it. So when God comes knocking and says, "May I come in?" how will you say yes? Shut God out. It is a time of great joy. We are here to rejoice. But Christmas is a dark time for many. Many in this room at this very moment. We have all arrived here tonight, not at the inn. There is no room there, but at the manger. For the truth of our existence is that it is not to comfortable inns that God comes knocking, asking to be let in. No. It is in the muck and mire of the manger that God embraces our vulnerability with the tiniest of hands. It is our fear or anger or uncertainty or indifference that sets angels whispering God's invitation to change our lives. Always saying the same thing. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. So, if you are afraid, if you are paralyzed by uncertainty, know that you don't have to be in control. Let God's will be done in your life. And you will find that you will be afraid no longer. If anger is what you bring to this place this night, if you cannot find peace because you are crushed by resentment, know that God will lift that burden from you to forgive you or to help you to forgive others. And if you're indifferent, if you're just going through the motions, not knowing how any of this could possibly change your life, then let go of your indifference or cynicism. For I tell you this, joy is not something that you can find. No matter how hard you look, joy is a choice. It's a choice that we make every day when we decide whether or not to let God in. So, on this night of new beginnings, as we hear the stories of those who said yes, when God asked to come in, may we too say yes. Certainty, indifference. Let it go so that God, becoming one of us, becomes not just the story that we tell,